to Fearless Dentistry, the podcast where we dive deep into the world of dentistry with your fearless host, Dr. John Gordon. Get ready to uncover the secrets, gain valuable insights, and conquer any dental challenge that comes your way. From advanced techniques, innovative technologies, and the ever-important set skills, Dr. Gordon will fearlessly guide you through the evolving landscape of dentistry. This is Fearless Dentistry with Dr. John Gordon.
Welcome to this episode of the Fearless Dentistry Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. John Gordon. Today, you get me again. I'm going to do a monologue. I'm going to share with you a number of ideas, thoughts, and I'm going to ask a good number of questions. It may seem like this is a little disorganized, but it really isn't. And if you hang with me and pay attention, I think you're going to see where I'm going with this particular episode. It's the last week of 2023. And so some of these questions, I may be a little bit late for you to focus and establish your 2024 goals and objectives and vision. But better late than never. And some of these questions may awaken a little bit different thought process for you, may take you down a little bit different fork in the road. And I hope it just stimulates thinking on your part, rethinking, a little bit of revisioning. And so I want to start out with an African Zulu greeting, and that is Sawubona. Sawubona, Sawubona. And what's interesting and unique about this African Zulu greeting is that it carries the importance of recognizing the worth and dignity of each person that the greeting is given to. And I thought that was interesting because here in the United States, we give greetings, hello, how are you, we shake hands. But I really don't think that's what we're saying to the depth that the Zulu greeting carries. I think ours is a little bit more shallow. And so that's why I attached to this is the fact that in my dental practice, again, it being a lifestyle dental practice, a little bit different than a general practice, but the concept is exactly the same, is that we are treating people. And so welcoming people to where they really feel like you are paying attention to them, like they are understanding that you carry worth to them and you're going to respect their dignity. How can we translate that feeling and that emotion with people when we greet them? That was one of the more prominent things that I did in my practice, was trying to establish that with people, new guests, new patients, and then to maintain that feeling with them every time that they came back in to see us. So here's kind of the emotion behind it. And any of you that are grandparents and or parents, you have played this game. And so when I immediately heard this, I see you, that's what Sawubona translates into, is I see you. And for them, the I see you is that I see the importance and I'm recognizing your particular worth and dignity to me. So we've played this game of, I know you've heard of it, peekaboo, I see you. I played that game with my own children and I played it with my grandchildren. And every time I played it, it was fun. It was exhilarating. It was energizing. It was created laughter. It created smiles. It created a feeling of connectedness with the little youngster and also the people around that were in the room or in the area weren't necessarily playing the game with us, but they couldn't help but smile and laugh and enjoy the moment themselves. So it's peekaboo, I see you. And what would happen with the youngster, be it a baby, 2 or 3 or 4 year old or whatever, they would break out laughing. They would look at you and smile. Sometimes with the infant, they would just come running towards you with their arms out Because with that saying, peekaboo, I see you, they instantly recognized and felt a degree of connection. And the stronger that you have a relationship with that person, the stronger the connection that you will feel. So it's like with a new guest coming into the year of 2024, why can't we play that game with them? But we're the only ones that know what we're doing. Is that I see you. Thank you for coming to see me at my practice. And oh, by the way, I am going to recognize your personal worth, and I'm going to respect your dignity as I treat you with your dentistry. And oh, by the way, I'm going to really work at starting a good connection with you, and I'm going to strengthen it through the process, and eventually together we can cement this relationship. And once we do that, everything will become easier, as long as it is done with sincerity. So, peekaboo, I see you. Saubona. So, here are some of the questions I want to ask you. And I want you to think about them. We're not going to discuss them today much, because I really do want you to go back to your office, to your private little place where you can sit down and think, pull out a notepad, make notes of the questions, and then start writing, pin your thoughts with them, and give yourself some time. It doesn't have to be, they don't have to be answered immediately in the next week, 2 weeks, a month, or whatever. Some of these you can work at them all year. But what I want you to do is to define what kind of business is your dental practice. For me, my type of business was I was in the Hope Dentistry, again, doing lifestyle dentistry. I was in the business of providing hope and helping establish the possibility of a great future by changing their smiles, which then enabled them to change their perception of their particular self-worth. Paint your picture of what your practice could be. Think about the I see you concept, and then paint your picture of what your practice would look like around that little peekaboo I see you. Next, what are you doing to grow your practice? Now, when I say you, what are you doing? It's your office. What is your office doing together as a group? What are they doing individually, each one in the practice? But also, doctor, what are you doing? You're the leader. Your staff needs to see you diving into the process of growing the practice through your leadership and through your active engagement with the patients. What are you doing? Define that. Write that out. And share that with your staff as to what your vision is for growing the practice better and to greater heights than what it is right now. How can you develop a growth program that every one of your staff members are really engaged in that is going to result in growth beyond your dreams for the year 2024? What do you want to be known for as a dentist and with your practice? What do you want to be known for? Then, what are you waiting for? What is preventing you from growing into your greatness? What is preventing you from, if you haven't done this yet, what is preventing you from looking at yourself from a position of greatness? What does that look like? What does that feel like? What kind of an effect are you having on the people around you? And what are you waiting for then? Because this person with you living in your greatness is having an astronomical effect upon the world and the people around you. So what are you waiting for? I hope you're not waiting for the perfect moment, because that will never happen. I hope you're not waiting for the right moment, because often in looking for the right moment, we overlook the moment. And there are many, many the moments every day in your practice. So what are you waiting for? Living in your comfort zone will kill growth and progress. So if you feel like you have built a zone of comfort and put barriers around that particular zone, what are you going to do and how can you break that barrier down to step outside of that zone of comfort? Because that's where your real growth and that's where the magic can and will happen with your practice and with you personally, with your family, and with the people that mean so much to you. Get rid of should do's. I should do this because, okay, kill should do's because they usually come from others. Should do's and need to's create stress. And when there's stress, we don't perform well. And when there's stress, sometimes and often we back away from them. We let the stress and the anxiety win and beat us. They become great deterrents for us. They become great excuses. And so when is now a great time to get rid of the should do's and need to's and excuses and start moving forward in creating the practice that you want and the lifestyle that you want with yourself and your family and your staff and the people that you love? This next one is really important. Intangibles drives leads the tangibles. The tangibles are a handpiece and the procedures. The intangibles are the soft skills. And think about that for a moment. We come out of dental school with a knowledge of tangibles. I won't say that we will have mastered them at that point because we really haven't. But the soft skills are what makes the practice successful. The more that you learn and the more that you work at mastering soft skills, you get to put to use the exceptional intangible skills that you've learned. Without soft skills, your tangible skills cannot be used. So intangibles drives and leads the tangibles. Go all in on what matters most to you. Laser focus on what matters most to you. At some point in time, sit down and for this next year, write down anywhere between 2 and 4 I wants. I want this, I want this, I want this, and I want this. Make it 4. Give yourself some options here. Then pick 1 or 2 that you absolutely have to and feel like you need to do it, need to, because you've said, I want to. This isn't a should, I should. This is a I want to do. Then go all out on it. Do what you have to do. Laser focus on it. And see what happens this next year. One of mine is to continue to create and develop this podcast where it really has meaning and great content and provides you with information to help you develop your soft skills so you can grow your practice into what you're really looking for and wanting from it. Never let creation stand in the way of execution and action. So go ahead, sit down, give it some thought, create, and then start acting. Start acting and start executing. And as you are acting and executing, continually recreate and refine. But don't let creation, recreation, and recreation and refinement and recreation of the refinement get in the way, because that's ultimate procrastination from execution and action. So create it, start acting on it, rethink it, refine it, re-execute, keep going. This next one is interesting because you know where I come from. I've never in my practice did I really sit and give a thought to compensation or practice numbers. I set a goal each year, and we did concentrate on the monthly production and what we needed to do to produce that X amount of dollars. But I'm going to reverse that just a little bit, because compensation, if we set a compensation goal, if we set a practice production goal, we then backstep and we look at what procedures and processes and systems that we need to redefine, rethink, possibly eliminate in order to create and obtain that compensation or production goal. Make a compensation and production goal that will challenge you. Because when we set something like this, a compensation goal or a production goal, and we set it to where it really does challenge us, we become laser focused in how we can make this happen. And when we have our finances in order, everything becomes easier. Compensation creates laser focus. Laser focus increases and improves the probability of us accomplishing our compensation and production goal. So create a compensation and production goal and create laser focus on great ways that you can help facilitate the achievement of this goal. As I mentioned a minute ago, you need to get your financial house in order. If you are struggling with finances in your practice, seek out someone that can help you with this. And I'm not necessarily talking about accountants. I'm talking about a dental financial planner, someone that really understands the dental business and will help you look at all of the categories within your practice and can guide and direct you in financing, investing, and monetizing your practice appropriately. So find a dental financial planner advisor, someone that specializes in this. It's not your supply houses. It's not your practice consultant. They understand numbers, but they don't understand the dentistry behind the numbers. And you need someone who understands the dentistry behind the numbers and how to help create the dentistry that helps produce the numbers. This is where I stand myself personally, is where two or more gather together to grow their business. I want to be there. I love creativity. I love like-minded people sitting together, challenging themselves, throwing out ideas, dreaming, visioning, unreasonably. And why not? It is fun to sit and talk with people because you can throw anything out. And there are ideas and supportive thoughts and concepts that come in, and you can sift out the stuff and stay with the staunch ideas that really add the foundation for growth within your practice. So where there are two or more gathered to grow their business, by God, I want to be there. So my challenge for you is find somebody or find something, an organization that focuses on growth of a business. And hopefully, the focus is on the intangibles that drive the tangibles. Remember this: when your patients trust you, they will give you permission to take control of the relationship that you have with them. They'll give you permission to take control of their dental care, and they'll give you permission to take control of the overall relationship that they have with you and your practice. That control and permission is something to be respected, regarded, valued, honored. This is where the tangibles, where you learn and you learn to master the ability to create trust with people through the things that you do, the things that you say, and the way that you treat them. Remember, it's up to you, doctor, to start, strengthen, and cement the relationship with the patients. It's also up to you to teach your staff to reinforce, further strengthen, and further cement the relationship with your patients. Answer this question: what do you want? And then answer this question: what are you willing to do to get there? Some of these questions, they seem a little bit deep, but they don't have to be. Ask the question and then just start writing. Let it flow. Don't hold back on any thought that you have, any idea. Just write it down. Then go back over and refine it. Come down to a couple of things. What do you want? What do you want in 2024? As I mentioned earlier, write down four and break it down to one big thing. Make that the big thing for the year. It may be your practice production and compensation. And by establishing that, it becomes the base and the foundation of the pyramid for your growth of your practice. Secondly, the one may be learning how to master intangibles so that you can create those relationships with patients that create longevity and loyalty. And it creates the feeling where the patient feels really comfortable in saying yes. So again, Sawbono, I see you. Peekaboo, I see you. I hope you have a great beginning of 2024. That starts next Monday. Let's enter this next year with a lot of energy and enthusiasm. Let's see what we can do with 2024. Let's see how your practice can grow. I'm excited about 2024. Again, I want to grow my podcast here. I want to grow my audience. I want to grow my influence and my ability to spark and stimulate you in any way that I can to help you become such a better dentist from a technical standpoint, but then also from a soft skill. Starting this next year, and actually the middle of January, I'm going to be co-hosting a Kansas City Metro Area Dental Mastermind group with Samantha Jones. And you can go to our various social media pages and you can gather information on how to join us. We would love to have you with us. And these are the things that we're going to be talking about. These are some of the questions that we're going to be addressing in helping you grow your practice. So I hope it's been a good 2023. I know in a full year, there's going to be some ups and downs with people in their lives. I hope there's more ups. And I hope that we can optimistically look at the year of 2024 with a smile on our face and a happy heart, knowing that a great year lies ahead of us. So once again, this is Dr. John, and this is the Fearless Dentistry Podcast.
Thank you for joining us on Fearless Dentistry with Dr. John Gordon. Stay fearless, keep pushing boundaries, and continue making a lasting impact in dentistry. Subscribe for more fearless conversations. Until next time, keep spreading smiles.